Hello, and welcome to the Alloy Personal Training Business Podcast, a show for people who want to take their personal training businesses and fitness coaching skills to the next level. Team Alloy has been in the personal training business since 1992 and share their insights from working with businesses and brands around the world. Listen in for secrets and tips on running a successful fitness business, from personal training, marketing, staff management, scaling your business, and everything in between. If you are interested in having your own personal training business, our systems are well developed, and we are focusing on very discrete segments which we think are the secrets to success. Now, let's get started with our host.
Mr. Rick Mayo, what's going on?
Maddie Matt, what's up, man? You look fantabulous with this new lighting. I don't know if you listeners can tell, but we have some new Kardashian lighting in here, so I know that you appreciate it, so we'll leave it at that. But Matt, you look fabulous
Thank
today,
you. As usual. I thought you were going to say something else, because last time we spoke, you told me I have to do Movember, and I'm
you
getting
there. I know, I'm doing it. I'm getting
pretty
there.
Pretty shaggy slash not really great looking.
I know. Yeah, the early stages of Movember are just messy.
My wife didn't even barely speak to me this morning, but thank you for that.
You know, once you grow the full mustache, you'll be like a stranger. She'll talk to you a lot more, I think.
Be like a stranger?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Cool.
What are we? So part three of sales, is that right?
That's today.
All right. So you guys, we have covered up to this point, part one and two of our four-part sales process. So today is part three of the sales process, which is the sample workout.
Yep.
Now, the key to the sample workout is something that we spoke to in the first two episodes, which is the way that people learn. So you're going to have some people that learn auditory or auditory learners. Those are the people that you are going to handle with peeling the onion. And you typically know if they want to spend more time in the office. You know, it doesn't always work out as equal fourths, if that makes sense. And certainly give them that time. But that's the person that's an auditory learner. The person that likes to see maybe that there's a process to what you do, that would be handled by the assessment or the functional movement screen, to be more specific for our function. And then this, the last one, is going to be the doer. And you've probably remember this, Matt, when you sat in that director position, there would be people that would come in and they don't want to talk at all. It seems like they kind of cut you short on all of your, they do those things. They cut you short on your questions. These people are typically like a little bit more fit, I would say, right? Meaning they come from a background where they're already exercising or they consider themselves more fit. And I think for them, they just want to know that what you have to offer is going to be enough for them.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it both ways. I mean, there's people that are just really nervous and apprehensive and they literally don't start talking until you get them moving a little bit.
Yeah. So it does bring some barriers down. Now, it can be very intimidating. So let's talk about the way to structure your initial workout. So we do, again, we believe in a scripted sales process. So that means that the sample workout also needs to be scripted. And so what we do is we'll take the basic movement patterns that we use in SANE programming, which is hip hinge, right? Or hip dominant, knee dominant, push pull, a little bit of core, and then some type of an emotional exercise. So if you're paying attention during the peeling of the onion, then you're going to know that what their hot spots are. Like we talked about the heavy guy that wants arms or the lady that wants to lose this little piece of fat. We all know those folks. And so this is your chance, not only to show them that there's things in the gym that are unique for them, but just give them a few exercises that address specifically those areas. So it wouldn't be a bad idea for a lady that says she wants to tighten up the back of her arms to do some type of tricep press downs or something at the end, and she could really feel it there, right? There's an emotional response to, hey, this person heard what I said. They delivered something that's very specific to something that I'm emotionally tied to. And that could be, again, it's typically going to be abdominals, right? It's going to be like abs. It's going to be glutes. It's going to be inner thighs. So whatever those things are, feel free to add in some extras at the end. But let's talk about the scripted workout, because we've spoken ad nauseum about systematic sales approach up to this point. We don't feel any different about this workout.
Right.
Right.
So before you just give me that, I mean, what's the main purpose of this to begin with? I mean, why are we doing a sample workout?
Well, again, it's just the brain science of the doer, the person that needs to put their hands on things and try it. It's also to serve essentially these three levels of fitness, right? that we have in the gym. So we essentially categorize people in its most basic essence into beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Now think about where you are at this point in the 1 hour sales meeting. You've already done the peeling the onion. So you know their health history, you know their exercise history, you know what their wants and needs are, confidence level, you can read body language, you can tell a lot about someone if you ask a lot of questions. Second is we've already done the functional movement screen. So we literally know from a scientific, tangible measurement how they move, right? What things are going to be good and bad. So you have enough, if you have a scripted workout, and in that scripted workout, you have these three levels of fitness already built. All you have to do, or any salesperson that takes over this role, is you've got this person already categorized based on movement and health history, and you give them that version of the scripted workout. So again, if we're doing a push, pull, hip, knee, and one core exercise, or maybe something fun, right? An example would be, say, push-ups as an example. So if it's a lower level client, think about also the intimidation level of them coming in, looking at a functional gym, which doesn't have a lot of equipment,
right?
And thinking, you know, this place looks like a Saw movie, right? There's like things hanging from, you know, there's straps hanging everywhere. I mean, it looks like a medieval torture device.
Very, very intimidating.
Very intimidating. It's not shiny chrome equipment with pins and treadmills and the things that they might think that come top of mind with fitness, right? It's very unconventional. So keeping that in mind for the low level client, remember, you know who they are. The main key is to let them know that they're safe, that if they have injuries, which they may, that you're able to work around those. And so you can prove that, right? And that they're going to be okay in your environment.
I mean, so that's probably the biggest, I mean, you're going to see majority of that client. I mean, that's, if you can make them feel safe and comfortable, this is the time to do it and show your expertise, right? So we found their injuries, what they can do, can't do. Maybe like, look, we can still get a good workout in, and we're going to get you where you're able to walk out of here and you're feeling better than you did when you walked in.
100%.
Right? Isn't that where we're going?
Yeah. 100%. And what you'll find is a lot of times we're frustrated by the fact that some clients during the peeling of the onion don't share true medical information. How many times have you got into the workout or later, you know, maybe in the FMS, you pick it up and they're like, oh yeah, I had some cervical disc fused a couple of months ago. It's like, well, that would have been nice to know, right? Probably should have told me that, right? But if you think about the mentality of the client, they're afraid that they're going to not get an effective workout and they don't want to be the oddball out and they don't want to go into like rehab or therapy, right? They're really just here to exercise and in their mind, they should put that behind them, right? But if you dig down and you get to the core essence of why they're there and you pull those things out. Mm-hmm. Now's your chance to show like, okay, you're not an oddball. You're fine, right? A, you're safe, but also B, we can actually give you a very effective workout. So it's not like you're going to get a remedial workout. It's still going to be difficult at your level, but we can do that without putting you in traction, right? By messing up your neck. So in that example, so if it's a beginner, the key to having a scripted workout and running the beginner level of that workout is to make sure that that person feels comfortable. Right. Now, next, let's say they're middle of the road. Let's say they're intermediate. Again, for the sake of this conversation, we'll keep it simple. So if it's intermediate client, this would be someone who in their health history, they run a couple of days a week. They might do 5K or like in Atlanta, they might train to do the Peachtree every year. They have some health history of exercising. That might be dinged up a little bit, but they're somewhat active. Right. So this person is going to value more so than feeling safe. You know, yeah, that's going to be taken care of as well, but they're really going to value sort of learning and knowledge. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So this would be your opportunity. Let's say you're teaching a squat as an example, right? This would be your chance, instead of just saying, you know, okay, squat up and down, you know, good form, to say little things, right? Like, hey, you know, we plant your feet on the floor, pretend like you're tearing a paper towel, right? You get this camming system and bend that kettlebell, say it's a goblet squat, right? So it like pulls their upper back together. And so think about this person is a little bit more advanced, probably even neurologically more advanced than low level. So they can actually connect a little bit more mind to muscle. So when you give them these more advanced cues, they're going to be able to put these things together, right? Right. And so there's value in that. It's like, wow, these guys know what they're doing. And what they're hearing is this is a difference between the haphazard way I was exercising and a very specific exercise protocol just for me.
Right.
That's very technical. So I'm going to learn things. And this is your chance to teach good exercise form, right? Whereas with the beginner, good form for sure, but more around the parameters of making them feel safe, right, and comfortable. And then the last level, now imagine if someone comes to you, and we've had this a lot, and they might have been injured doing a CrossFit workout or something, you know, high intensity, or maybe they're going to Orange Theory and running on the treadmill too much or something like that. And so they're beat up, but they're actually really fit. Or maybe they come to you and they've been working with another personal trainer somewhere and they're doing more of a bodybuilding body part splits or something, right? So they come here, we have our philosophies, we sit down with them, and this person is going to probably answer your questions quickly, right? In the meet and greet. They're going to be interested in the FMS from an athletic standpoint. Mm-hmm. And what that means. And then you're going to take them onto the floor and you're going to have to show them that what you do is difficult enough to give them a good workout.
Right.
Especially if they've been training with their girlfriends or bros down at the local Globo gym, you know, with 808 plates on each side of the leg press at a, you know, a quarter of a range of motion, right?
Right.
That's the person you're going to have to say, okay, you know, a single leg squat done, you know, deep and with load, if it's appropriate,
right,
can absolutely smoke you. And it will give you big, strong legs, and it will also, you know, actually help your core and your balance and everything else, right? So that's the person that needs the more advanced workout. So, you know, I'll use examples of like a push-up is obviously a push, right? Upper body push. So if it was the low-level type of client, we would do, you know, push-ups against a wall as basic examples. Sure. There's a million ways to do it, but let's just say elevated push-up, right? And then we can start to teach form, you know, bracing the core, you know, elbows here, that type of thing. If it's the mid-level client, it would be, you know, okay, push-ups on your toes, or maybe what we call halvesies, which is like up on your knees, down, you know, negatives on your on your toes, that type of thing. So, but what you're doing is you're really able to dig into really good form. And then a really advanced person, it's like, gosh, all bets are off. You know, you could do one arm push-ups, or I mean, however far you have to take it.
Didn't you have some crazy like world record holder in push-ups or something, like when you did an eval, or it was something like that?
You would have to bring that up, right?
Well, it's just a funny story, but I remember.
Yeah. So basically I'm teaching this process to a gym. It was in Jacksonville, North Carolina, which is near Camp Lejeune, the big Marine base, right? So a lot of military families there. And I'm teaching this same protocol to this gym. And I'm saying, okay, give somebody, you know, give me a volunteer for, you know, push-ups. And there's a girl working there who is new to the gym. So no one on the staff knows her either, but she's really in good shape. Like she's yoked, you know, like I'm looking at her, I'm like, okay, this girl can lift. Right. So she raises her hand and says, I'll help you demonstrate push-ups. I'm like, okay, here we go. Same thing we're talking about here. I said, okay, you guys, listen, if she was a older lady that was really out of shape, we would do things this way. If she was a 30-year-old mom that runs a couple of days a week and it does some strength training, like maybe some, you know, streaming videos or something at home, we would do it this way. And if she looked like she does, and she's already I can tell you she already works out a lot, I would have her do this. And so I demo a push-up, and it was like a Spider-Man push-up, not too difficult. And of course she just does it. It's really easy. And so I'm like, okay, game on, you know? So I'm like, all right, so how about this? And I do a one arm push-up, and like, she just does it like it's nothing, actually easier than I did it, which I was like, huh. So then I'm like, all right, so one arm, one foot, right? Knocks that out. Huh. So finally I had ran out of types of push-ups. Like I couldn't come up with anything hard. It's like sandbag, one leg, you know, on suspension. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I give, like, what is your deal? Now, mind you, no one on the staff knew her that well either. So she says, well, you know, little known fact, I used to have the world record in pull-ups or in push-ups. And I'm like, is there even such a thing? I didn't know there was a world record. But apparently, yeah, exactly, right? So here's what I learned. There's a sanctioned push-up world record event where you have to do push-ups on a cadence. So imagine like tick-tock, tick-tock. You can't even break cadence. And I don't know about you, Matt, but I can do a lot of push-ups, but I have to like take a break and put my butt in the air and go, you know, and then do a few more. But to just do them on cadence and never break cadence. And there's a depth measurement, so you have to go all the way down every time.
Jeez. Well, what'd you get?
Right. So that was the question. Come Everyone's up. Like, well, how many did you do? How many do you think she did? I mean, how many could you do on cadence without breaking all the way up and down?
God, I'd be lucky if I got to 100.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah,
probably not even close.
I've done 100, but in an I go, you go situation, like you do 10, I do 10, you do 10, I do 10. That gives you a rest, right? In the plank position. So I ask her, everyone, how many? That's the question. 978 in a row without breaking form. And yeah. I at one point I did the time and it was like, I mean, it could be wrong. And I was like 15 minutes of pushups. Now, mind you, there's no break. Tick tock, up and down, up and down.
I mean, it
was hard to believe. I think everyone stood there in stunned silence for a few minutes. Like, right. This can't be possibly be right. true, but it is. And then some guy broke her record a few years later. But man, 907. And listen, of all the gyms anywhere in the world, and of all the people in those gyms, the one person for me to call out to help me demonstrate pushups and for me to try to one-up them,
right.
it had to be the world record
push-up. The only time our system failed.
That's right. It did. It embarrassed myself. She ended up being amazing and a great Alloy advocate. But yeah, man, I'll never forget that. And so, yeah, if you're ever teaching it to another gym, you know, make sure that you pick the right person for pushups.
Well, I mean, I guess what that shows and why we have levels is you're going to run across all fitness levels. You need to be able to sure take those beginner people, make them feel comfortable, safe to those inner people, you know, bring that knowledge base, show them that we are a little different. And then those advanced clients that maybe have a CrossFit background or something similar, you're going to be able to push them. You're going to be able to give them a hard workout.
Yeah. And you have to, because I think the hardest part about this, and any listeners here that are in the industry know this, and Matt, you get it, is sometimes there's a disconnect between the level of fitness that someone actually has and the level of fitness that they think they have. So you'll get people in that have been moving poorly mm-hmm. with load, right, with volume at maybe another type of facility that wasn't as diligent as we are about making sure that people exercised in the correct way. It's a real science and art to making sure that you give them things that are difficult enough to gain their sort of respect.
Sure.
And at the same time, do it with integrity so that you're not the other facility down the street that's doing things right. that over time are just going to end up injuring these people. Yeah. Because in their minds, they're fit.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't do a workout, you are going to miss things. I don't care. You know, if you're doing the FMS and health history, there's still going to be things you're going to see on the floor. Like you said, people forget to mention certain injuries, right. things like that. And then if you're running a system with your coaches, you know, you're going to need to know that to pass the proper information on to them.
Yeah. So, and that's a great point, is that the workout is also still part of the, again, which is a dirty term to use, consumer facing, but it's part of the evaluation. Mm-hmm. So you're still watching form. Maybe you find, and this is what can make it into those notes that then gets passed on to the coaches, you know, not client facing, but just coach to coach. Maybe you find that they're not coachable, or maybe neurologically, when you give a verbal cue, they're not able to fix the form, and you have to go over and literally, sure. you know, with integrity, put your hands on them and change their form, manipulate them, or give them something that's idiot proof, like squat down to this box, right? And that way they can have a focal point. So if you notice those things, like not coachable or insecure, like how many times have you corrected someone's form and they're like, Oh, I'm sorry. It's like, well, it's not you're not in trouble, right? Yeah. For having bad form, but think about where that person is mentally. Those are the types of things that you still want to be looking out for and still recording so that each coach will best understand how to,
sure. I mean, how cool is that though? I mean, imagine they have squats and they got really bad knee valgus, and we're like, we go on the floor and we're like, well, this is how you should properly squat. And you know, you set them up, maybe put a band around their knees. And then the first coach they see, they have squats and they put a band around their knees and they're working on exactly what you talked about, you know, the day before. I mean, that's hugely impactful.
Well, that's, you just touched on the basic essence of what makes Alloy different than every other brand, is that it's truly personal training.
Right.
It's not a workout that we're trying to retrofit or sort of wedge everyone into. Mm-hmm. Like, here's our workout, like it or lump it. Hopefully you can survive it. There's definitely value in the entertainment around it. We talk a lot about customer experience. I get that. But at the end of the day, we have to be able to deliver something with integrity. Yep. And we have to be able to do it at scale, meaning across every single coach, and then ultimately across every single facility that we work with. So that's really what makes personal training, personal training.
Absolutely.
You can still scale that by putting people into a small group setting, but by doing a sales process that's also allowing us to extract the right information to then pass along to the coaches and apply to the program design, it makes it personal training. And then you just have to figure out your coach to client ratios that you can still deliver on that promise.
It's like, it's sticky, and that's why people don't leave.
Yeah.
Because they do leave and they don't get that, or then they're smarter than the actual trainer they see. That's not built.
We have that. We have clients that leave and they go and they maybe are there on vacation, or they literally just, they've been here for seven sure. years, and they, a new gym opens near their house and they go try it and they come back appalled at the lack of form coaching.
Yep.
And these aren't trainers, these are clients, but they, by that point, they're fully bought in. They understand it.
Right.
and they're nervous for the other customers in the room and how bad their form is and how bad they're going to be hurt.
And that happens cool literally that? The first day they're in our place.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yep. Exactly. So that's why you do the workout. It is for the doer. It's a way people learn. So it's a way to put hands on things. You already know, again, their health history and their FMS. So you can categorize them into, for lack of better terms on this podcast, beginner, intermediate, advanced, right? And then apply the scripted workout to that person and then give them a little extra, give them one or two exercises, right, at the end. And remember, this is 10 to 15 minutes. So you're just brushing over things, maybe one set of everything.
Yeah, one, two sets max.
Yeah, at the level. Things like ropes are really cool as well, right? Because like ropes are fun and anyone can do them at their level and they get winded and it's just kind of fun. So there's some value and fun factor as well. But I'd say most importantly is, know who you're working with. Do they need to feel safe? Do they need to know that there's some technical value, or do they need to get their butt kicked with integrity, right? Apply it to them specifically. And then this sets you up. Then there's a little bit of an endorphin dump that sets us up for then stage four, which is coming up on our next podcast, which is how to sit down and ask for the sale.
Cool. Awesome.
Makes sense.
Great stuff, man.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
Good talking.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Alloy Personal Training Business Podcast. If you have any questions for the host or are interested in learning more about running a successful personal training business of your own, please reach out and say hello. Connect with us at www.alloypersonaltraining.com and sign up for our free newsletter to receive additional resources.